A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. In a vision, I, Daniel, saw during the night the four winds of heaven stirred up the great sea, from which emerged four immense beasts, each different from the others. The first was like a lion, but with eagle's wings. And while I watched, the wings were plucked. It was raised from the ground to stand on 2 feet like a man and given a human mind. The second was like a bear. It was raised up on one side, and among the teeth of its mouth were 3 tusks. It was given the order, "Up, devour much flesh." After this, I looked and saw another beast like a leopard. On its back were 4 wings like those of a bird, and it had 4 heads. To this beast, dominion was given. After this, in the visions of the night, I saw the 4th beast. Different from all the others, terrifying, horrible, and of extraordinary strength. It had great iron teeth with which to devour and crush, and what was left it trampled with its feet. I was considering the 10 horns it had when suddenly another, a little horn, sprang out of its midst, and 3 of the previous horns were torn away to make room for it. This horn had the eyes of him like a man, and a mouth that spoke arrogantly. And as I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was snow white, and his hair on his head was white as wool. His throne was flames of fire, with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. I watched then from the first of the arrogant words which the horn spoke until the beast was slain and its body thrown into the fire to be burnt up. The other beasts, which also lost their dominion, were granted a prolongation of life for a time and a season. As the visions during the night occurred, I saw one like the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One that was presented before him, he received dominion and glory and kingship. Nations and peoples of every language will serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Mountains and hills bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Everything growing from the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. You springs bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Seas and rivers bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. All you beasts wild and tame, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. And so this Friday, before we begin our Advent tomorrow afternoon, we focus on Jesus and the end times, and how in the end we know how it all wins. In the end, Jesus wins. He will... everybody will bow before him. And so, again, we got to focus on our own lives and think, do I do this every day? Have I based my life on God's word You know, because he says, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word will not pass away. My words will never pass away. So, again, people sit there, even if they go to Mass, oh, yeah, but I base my life on this or that or this or that. None of that lasts. The only thing that lasts is God's word. And so we got to base our daily life every day on what he teaches us. And objectively, what's most important was when Jesus said, all people will know you're my disciples because you love one another. And again, this daily giving up our lives. We focus on all these other things, but this is what Jesus says. And if his word is going to be the only thing that lasts forever, then you and I better base our life on his word and nothing else. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand in